Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jan van Meulen, I'm not going to talk to you about that, and you probably definitely don't want to weigh in on this one. How are you?
I'm well. How? It is way outside of my area of expertise, unfortunately.
No, I wasn't going to drag you into it anyway. This is one you have to walk very, very carefully. Either way, let's talk about something that is within your field of expertise. And in fact, you wrote an article in My Broadband. You are editor of My Broadband. The South Africans dump DStv Premium even after sports returned. Look, they should have seen this coming, right?
Yes. But despite the writing being on the proverbial wall, the statements coming from MultiChoice last year during their, as they were releasing financial results to investors were, don't worry, there's no sports on right now because of COVID. When the sports come back, so will the DStv Premium subscribers. Mm. And the realists in the room would say, no, these people aren't coming back, because it's too expensive. They're not coming back soon. And those, those that do come back are not going to make up for all of those that you've lost. You will have some people coming back, but certainly not all of them. That's now borne out in the numbers. Even though rugby is back on air, cricket is back on air, which were big sellers for MultiChoice in the past, the number of people reconnecting their DStv Premium is still low compared to the people cancelling their DStv Premium.
Mm. So what now? What happens to DStv now? What are their options?
Right. So they're busy experimenting with what they call skinny packages, a thing called DStv Flex. That's the sort of, code name or provisional name for it. And so the idea is that you get like a stripped down version of DStv in this DStv Flex, and then you add on what you want. Right. So if you want more movie channels, then you pay extra. If you want sports, then you pay extra. And so on. So, they're busy experimenting with that to allow people to pick and choose a bit more what they want. So that, if the sports are on that you want to watch, maybe you're an avid Formula One or Wimbledon watcher, or you want to watch rugby, then, you turn on the sports package for the duration of that tournament. And then turn it off again when you don't want it. And, maybe your family doesn't want all of the movie channels, and so you don't buy those. And so they're busy experimenting with that. We'll see what the outcome of that experiment is, and we'll see whether the market even cares for something like that now. Because I fear that for DStv, it's pretty much going to be the thing that drives sort of premium viewing on its end is going to be sports. And when it comes to entertainment, pure entertainment viewing, it's competing against international powerhouses like Netflix and Amazon, amongst others. Its very own partners are busy launching their own subscription services like Disney, for example, which has confirmed that it's launching Disney Plus in South Africa next year. We'll see if that's a standalone thing or whether that's with DStv. So DStv's MultiChoice's options are unfortunately running out. And so what it's got in front of it is to compete more aggressively against Netflix's offering by leaning into sports. But that means that, you might lose some of the folks who are subscribed to DStv Premium for the premium entertainment. But those folks are going to leave anyway, just because Netflix and Prime and Disney Plus are going to be so much cheaper than Mnet is. Those are the options that MultiChoice has to weigh right now, because it can't keep charging 900 Rand for DStv Premium and expect that market segment to grow. On the flip side, its overall subscribers grew, So that's important to note. It's not like the whole of DStv is bleeding subscribers, but it's on the low end. It's DStv Access, it's DStv Family and DStv Compact packages. Subscriber numbers there are growing. Unfortunately, they don't break them down package by package. They report them together. So on the low end, it's growing. But it has to ask, MultiChoice has to ask itself some tough questions about what's going to happen on the premium end.
Is the traditional way of watching TV dead? You know, I'm pretty sure that I don't know anybody really who sits down and watches TV in the traditional way, waiting for the next program to come on.
Yeah, yeah, it's an interesting question, because you do see even platforms like Netflix and Prime and Disney Plus, for that matter, releasing stuff episodically. So you've got this mixture of, you know, stuff dropping like box sets, but also occasionally things being released week by week, episode by episode. So I think that the episodic model isn't entirely dead, but all linear having everything linear, I don't think that's really viable anymore. You know, there's going to be some shows that work linearly like that. And there's a lot of stuff that DStv relies on, things that really don't appeal to me, but we'll see how that does for DStv's core audience, which is reality shows, right? And those are a week by week thing. It's almost like a soap opera, and so that traditional, when you talk about the traditional way of watching TV, that is alive and kicking. But the price that DStv charges for that privilege is extremely high when you compare it to international players. And so that business model is dead for sure.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating, because whereas it might have been going this way in any event, there's no doubt that the COVID pandemic must have accelerated all these changes that we were already starting to see.
Agreed. And it's in this case, in many other businesses in South Africa, it's where people needed to make cuts because the money is tight, right? And so curiously, in the past, when money was tight, DStv was one of the last things to go for the South African consumer. They were sitting pretty. In this last crisis, unfortunately, DStv Premium was one of the first things to go. People were either downgrading or getting rid of it entirely and switching to cheaper alternatives, or just doing without because of how tight money was. That kind of essential status that DStv Premium specifically DStv Premium had to keep the whole family entertained, that's gone. It is no longer the go-to option for that anymore. That high end of consumer now has access to uncapped broadband, and they tend to go for something like a combination of streaming services now, whether that's Netflix or Amazon Prime Video or all of the above.
Which is the most popular in South Africa? Would it still be DStv even after Netflix and Prime and all the other ones have entered the market?
Yes, when you just look purely at video entertainment and overall subscriber numbers, if you're not looking at specific types of platform, then yeah, DStv is probably still the biggest. But it won't be like that for long. If you just look at streaming, then Netflix is streets ahead. When you factor in satellite viewing, then DStv, I think, still has quite a lead. But it won't have that lead for long. If you look at the research being conducted internationally, it's actually touch and go for second place. So some say second place is Amazon Prime Video. Others say it's Showmax, and or DStv. So yeah, there's a lot of work for MultiChoice to do to ensure that they don't lose their standing entirely as South Africa's preferred video entertainment option When the revolution comes.
Interesting. Javi says, hi Howard, I've been up since 2:30 a.m. and could find nothing to watch on DSTV and not even a decent movie, and then I went to Netflix. Well, I hope you watch Red Notice. I watched that on the weekend. I absolutely loved it. That's on Netflix at the moment. They released that, I think, on the weekend. But yeah, it's just fascinating to see, because if DSTV doesn't do a decent job of reinventing itself, I wonder what their future is.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people are kind of blasé about it. They're like, well, you know, well, let it die. But the thing about a company like MultiChoice is it is an amazing place and you know, a training ground and a place to work for South African broadcast technologists, or broadcasters and technologists in the space. If it goes, then so goes you know, the place where,
yeah,
where
we almost don't have an industry because with the SABC completely crippled by its own doing, but crippled nevertheless, we pretty much won't have a local industry if it does go
right. And so we'll still have local content production, sure, but not having local distribution is a concern. It's a real concern that I think people should worry about a little bit more. And when I say people, I mean our regulators, because the Competition Commission, seems to be keen to regulate the industry into the earth rather than making sure that the South African industry survives, you know, when the international competitors come. And we're seeing the same thing on the e-commerce side. It's more concerned over the short-term issues that exist. So, for example, MultiChoice's dominance in sports and Takealot's dominance in e-commerce, than looking 5 years ahead and going, oh, hang on a second, but Amazon is coming, and it will either try and buy Takealot or its next nearest competitor and then dominate the South African market. And similarly, the same, you know, the DSTV is under siege by folks with much deeper pockets than they.
Absolutely. Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband. It is 7 o'clock. Thank you for your insight. Susan says, I'm going to cancel my DSTV. The programming is shocking. 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. I want to hear from you. 3451900618951019. Good morning.